Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
The school of Tupac, I'm a rider. You don't want to what?
Man, that's with me.
Hell, I'm not your average Negro.
Hold up. Taz, I want to ask you a question real quick.
Let's just keep it real straight shot with no chaser. I'm going to get a little bit rough.
I'm here for those who really believed in the American process. All of us.
Hold up.
Straight shot, no chaser. With your girl, Tesla Figaro, on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Tesla Figaro, straight shot, no chaser. Live on Twitter audio. I want to take a couple of your calls. Hello, Max.
If you call me, I couldn't hear you. It sounded like you was in Matrix.
Sir, I heard.
Okay, Tez. First of all, I respect you a lot. I always follow you. I always pick up gems that you drop. I got a question for you, though. Right now, there's a young lady, Black American lady, that's running 17th District in Scott County, Kentucky, for a Senate seat in the legislature. I didn't know how hard this stuff was until I've seen what she's done, went through as far as trying to get a pay app started, a bank account for running. I mean, all this stuff takes money from the startup, right? I told her, gave her information like what you put out as far as phone banks that don't cost nothing. It's just getting people that will go ahead and volunteer for you, right? What do you suggest? The Democratic Party will only give her $2,000. They said once you make your $200,000, we might invest more, right? But they don't do that to the white candidates. What do you suggest as far as a fundraiser, as far as the grassroots trying to get her up and going?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I know a lot of people, especially in this Twitter space, you know, like to make fun of people doing fish fries or make fun of people selling burgers. And, you know, but those things really work, you know, being able, just like people do when they try to raise money for funerals and things like that. When I ran for office and I needed to get petition signed, I hooked up with bikers, you know, Hard and Heavy Bikers. Shout out to them in Orlando, Florida, that helped me, you know, with a can drive and help me get the petitions that I need, because in order to get on the ballot, you either have to pay a fee or you get petition signed. And so if she can get petition signed, she can get on the ballot. But I want people to be encouraged to not think that you need a lot of money to run. You really don't. When you're looking at, you know, these Congress races and presidential races, you don't run based on advertisement. You're not spending money on ads. You're not spending money, you know, on the things that you compare yourself to. Commissioner Regina Hill, you guys have heard me talk about that race over and over and over. We ran on $2,000 in her city seat and won, and we're running against somebody who was an incumbent, a 16-year incumbent with over $100,000 in the bank. So I know we like to have the conversation about money, but money for what? Really, at the end of the day, you really are just supposed to be knocking on doors. You need time more than you need money. You need a few dedicated people more than you need money. And it's not going to be a whole bunch of people. I'm just telling you that right out the gate. It might be, if you can get you one person to roll with you in the heat to knock on doors, you're doing better than most candidates. So when people are saying money, what exactly money are they talking? I always ask them, what are you talking about? Are you talking about brochures? Do you think you have to have brochures? No, you don't. And if you do, go old school style. How much does it, type it up on Canva? It goes for a couple hundred dollars. So like what money, and I'll throw it back to you, Mr. Max, so you can ask, what money is she talking about that she needs in order to get started? Because that's where a lot of people stop when they say, oh, I don't have the money. I don't have the money. But then when I ask the money for what? What's the answer to that question, if you don't mind?
I guess from what I gather, it's travel expenses, because it's three different, her areas and on the map is like three different counties, right? Three different mm-hmm. areas. So she has to be able to travel at all times. Then they have this where she has to go clear to Louisville to attend Democratic meetings, right? And then you got the thing about the signs.
So what are we talking about? So we're talking about gas money?
No, I'm talking about just, you know, funds in general to cover travel. You know, gas. Sometimes yeah. you and have to spend overnight. Yeah, those Democratic meetings,
she's not gaining. No, she's not gaining anything by that. So what you do, so if she's running as a Democrat, they should give her access to the Voter Action Network. The Voter Action Network allows them to be able to know where her super voters are. She just needs to identify her win number. So if I only need 600 people to go to the polls, we're talking about really small numbers here. So if I only need 600 people to go to the polls, 1,000 people to go to the polls, you don't crisscross all over the state. You're not going over here and going over there and going to this meeting and going to that meeting. She gains nothing by that. She needs to identify who are the 1,000 doors I need to knock on at least three times in one particular concentrated area over and over and over. That costs nothing. All of this going here and going there, then people ain't going to endorse her. Endorsements don't mean nothing. They're not going to bring nothing. You scattering it all at the plate. Just think about it this way. If I'm going to go fish, do I keep moving my boat all over the ocean, or do I go to one concentrated area and do I just sit there with good bait and continue to fish in that area? You don't go all over the place. This is not, see, a campaign is not designed to trap. These people ain't Bernie Sanders. They stop thinking they presidential candidates. I got to go here. I got to stay here. I got to have lunch. No, that ain't how it works. Old school, I've won too many races and I never lost one. Old school, get your ass on the ground, knock on the door, you and somebody else, and gas to get from one place to the other. I can run a whole campaign on $2,000. When people start talking about this money they need, what they're talking about is grocery money. What they're talking about is staying in this hotel money to feel important. Not saying her, I'm just telling you what they're looking at as an example. And those people never win. It does not cost all of this money. If you got to pay 55,000 people to go out and knock on doors for you, you probably shouldn't be a candidate, because that means don't nobody believe in you. You can't get nobody to follow you up the hill. One person, two people, a cousin, a friend, just one, go knock on the door. And guess what? If you can't get them to go knock on the door, you get your ass out there and knock on it on yourself. This is about door knocking. Don't cost them to knock on no doors. Everything else is a myth. These candidates do everything on the door. Everything but knock on the door. Meetings to go to Democrat meetings about what? That's not where the vote is. The vote is at the door. The vote is talking to Big Mama. Hey, Big Mama, can you host the meeting? Can I come to your house and you get 15 people to come here and you guys help me? Will you tell a friend? Okay, next week I'm gonna go to block 82. Can you get 10 people in the room? Can you tell a friend? We're talking about, if you were to give me, do you know her district? Because we can look it up in real time and I can show you like what her win number is in real time. This, I got this big district. I'm going from here to there, all over the place. She's never gonna win that way. You need a concentrated amount, concentrated folks in a particular area. You hit them over the head over and over and over and over and over. That's how it works.
But see, it's like you was talking about the voter action thing, right? They want $700 up front for that. A campaign.
$700. So if she can't find $700 to go work, Uber to get $700, to go ask somebody to get $700, to go raise $700, she don't need, it don't sound like she's not going to be a good candidate because she's not going to know how to close no deal. I'm just giving
you that's not the way I look at it. I look at it as like a new candidate that's never been in politics.
But I'm telling you based on...
And she's learning this stuff in the front. It's just like opening the account for her to run.
No, I understand, sweetie, but you can look at it the way you want to look at it. You can look at it the way I'm looking at it, which is never lost the race. Y'all raise your hand. Do y'all want to look at it the way I'm looking at it? Win? Y'all put a 100 up if you're going to go by winning or you going to go by...
I understand what you're saying, though.
But I'm giving you... Ask me a question and I'm telling you. If you're an elected official and can't figure out how $700 is probably not... Maybe that you should be doing something else. Like maybe a PAC. Maybe a campaign operative. You have to be able to know how to go raise money. You do. And $700 ain't a bunch of money. My 16-year-old made $700 last week selling stationery. You got to learn how to hustle. And ain't nobody going to give it to you. So $700 means ask seven people for $100. If people too scared to ask seven people for $100, baby, running for office ain't going to work because you got to ask the government how to negotiate deals. You got to have some boss up in you. That's the real deal. Candidates hate raising money. I literally have to sit by candidates and make them do call time. They do everything but call time. I'm giving you the truth, Mr. Max. It ain't about how you looking at it. I'm giving you the real deal. That's why my training people don't like. My training like boot camp. It's the real deal, sir. She got to figure out how to raise $700. If she can't figure out how to raise $700, go Uber and $700. By the end of the week, $700. You can average about $100 a day. That's 7 days of Ubering to invest in her own campaign. If she can't do that, then maybe she need to do something else.
Well, it's not about that. I tell you what it is. It's like I told her she should have ran independent because it seems like Democrats
want these candidates to jump through hoops and give money back to the Democratic Party. And I disagree. I disagree because running as a Democrat, she at least have action. She has access to the Voter Action Network. She can know where her voters are. Independent, yeah, you're not going to know where your voters are. Yeah, but if you can't get $700, then you don't need to be running. That's what I'm trying to tell you, Mr. Max.
I understand what you're saying. She can get the money, but what I'm trying to convey to you is to a lot of these people that is just trying to run for the first time, there's a lot more into it
than what they think.
If you go with a party, they put different things to you.
Uh-huh. Mr. Max.
No, I'm saying it's not about what I ran. No, I'm saying this. I'm just saying I see this for the first time in my life.
I'm not talking about what you're saying. It's a simple question. How many campaigns have you ran? Simple question.
Zero. Well, even for a campaign manager is $32,000 during the election.
Mr. Max, hold on, Mr. Max. Let me mute you, sweetheart, because I want you to hear me well. See, this is why I want y'all to hear me well, and I love you, Mr. Max. I'm saying this in love. Did y'all hear me say how many campaigns have Mr. Max ran? Put a 100 up. He says zero. See, right there, you should have went into the student posture. See, you're looking up online. A campaign manager is $32,000. I'm sitting here telling you I done ran 20, 30 campaigns and won them all, Mr. Max. And it ain't no $32,000. I didn't make a dime off Regina's campaign. Not a dime. And she's a three-time winner. Go back and listen to my podcast with Regina Hill. Not only that, she was arrested 21 times with two felons and we won. Mr. Max, I can't go back and forth with you and you ain't ran no campaign, Mr. Max. See, it's Mr. Max, and I love you, Mr. Max, but you're misinforming our people not based on receipts. What campaign manager, $32,000? What, that ain't how I work in real life. If she can't raise $700, she need to sit down. She can go get $700 out of her own check. She don't have no job. She don't have no hustle. Stand out there at Home Depot and get you $700. Then what are we talking about, Mr. Max?
I know you're good at what you do. That's why I'm coming to you and asking you these questions because I don't know. You see what I'm saying?
I got to put you on mute again, Mr. Max. I'm the beast at what I do. I ain't good at it, Mr. Max. I got the receipts at what I do. So this is where we go into the student posture. I love you, Mr. Max, but this is why. See, this is when y'all come to my training, y'all get a deal just like this. I go in a full drill sergeant mode. I'm the best, absolutely the best at what I do. And I'm telling you what he done. And I'm telling you what I've done. Not based on what you're talking about. I'm telling you based on the receipts. And if she can figure out $700 to get access to the Voter Action Network, then she probably should consider something else. And you're telling her to run independent because you don't want the money going back to the Democrat Party. And you're giving her bad advice because she needs access to the Voter Action Network because she doesn't have resources. She absolutely needs to know where her voters are because that's going to save her time and money and energy. Because in real life, in my training, ask the people in the room who went to my training. In real life, the first session I give you, it ain't about we, it's about me. You don't have no money to pay nobody. And guess what? Sometimes that one person is just you. Get your ass out there and knock on the damn doors, Mr. Max. That's how it works. That's how you win.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Give me her district. We can look it up in real time.
Deanna Fields, 17th district.
What is
Deanna Fields, 17th district.
Spell it for me.
What? Deanna Fields, K-I-A-N-A. Last name Fields.
Okay. Not her name. I'm saying, do you know the district?
17th district, Scott County.
No problem. And this is for a House of Representatives?
Yes.
Okay. In Minnesota?
No, in the state of Kentucky.
Okay. This is good stuff, Mr. Max. Thank you for rocking with me.
Yeah, I think there's a slight misunderstanding because I wasn't.
No, I ain't no misunderstanding.
Well,
no, I ain't no
misunderstanding. You said I was worried about her giving to the Democratic Party. That's not what I was saying. I was telling her, just like I've heard on, you know, from you before, knock on doors, call banks. It don't take that much money. Do what you need to do. Get out there and talk to people. You can talk to people in front of Walmart. You can go to these different places. But
They actually don't want to talk to people in front of Walmart, actually.
Well, I'm just saying anywhere where there's people.
I just want to give you the information. Okay. I want to give you the information just in case people listen, because a lot of people do that. There's some candidates here right now in this room that be thinking they're doing something by standing in front of Walmart, and that ain't it either.
So just basically neighborhood.
Right. Okay. I have the district that I was telling about, the Voter Action Network. So I'm looking at Kentucky House of Representatives District 17. Is the incumbent a Robert Duvall? Does that sound familiar?
No. There's a female Republican that's running against her. The guy that has a seat now is no longer. He's not running at all. He's dropping out.
Well, according to this, and again, you can give me information on the back end, but I just want to show you because these are pretty similar. Similar to this, and I got to get off here in a second.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate you. If you can fix it to where I can DM you, I appreciate it. I'll send you the info.
Okay, yeah, no problem. But when it says Kentucky House Representative District 17, I'm just giving folks on the phone an example.
Yes, ma'am.
Just, you know, and we can get the right district. But they're pretty much, this is a real example. So I'm on Ballotpedia, guys. You can always go on Ballotpedia and look at the numbers. So this guy won with 8,825 votes. This is the Republican that won in the general election. 8,000 votes. So when we're talking about 8,000 votes, now, this is a bigger, I don't know if this is the same one, because like you said, it's a Democrat involved, you know, I don't think this is the right district. But most of these districts, you're talking about under 10,000 people. Some of these are 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. How you get out the vote, called get out the vote, is getting out and knocking on the damn door. Signs don't win elections. Brochures don't win elections. Standing out in front of a Walmart don't win elections. Sitting up on no bullhorn don't win elections. You absolutely need to have Voter Action Network, and telling her to run as an independent is not the way, because now you don't have any resources. So the resource that you have, that 700, is absolutely worth it, because it's going to tell me who are those 10,000 people that I need to talk to. It's going to draw out a map to tell me knock here, go there, go there. When you are trying to cast the net, you want to go exactly to where the trout is, exactly to where the catfish is. You don't go all over the ocean. You're not penetrating. You have to go exactly where it's at. And Voter Action Network gives you that. So, yes, the Democrat Party does not support candidates. Absolutely. And they damn sure don't support Black candidates. I've been on their ass about that for years. But to have access to that Voter Action Network is critically important. And that's why it's important to talk to people that have ran races. Not in disrespect to you, but the reason why I asked, have you ran a race, is because you have not, and you're telling her to run as an independent. And I have actually ran a race, so I know how to find your win number. We call it a win number. And it is not about money. It is not about, you just need enough to get that Voter Action Network, because that's going to save you a whole bunch of time. But I know candidates just go down and pay for the voter files, and they don't have Voter Action Network, and they still go knock on the doors. It is about identifying a concentrated area and hitting it up over and over and over 3 to 4 times. It is really that simple when you're talking about city races and state level races. Much different when you're talking about Congress. But you got to be able to have to figure out how to raise $1,000 a month. And if you can't raise $1,000 a month, or if you don't have $1,000 a month of your own money to put into it, then you're probably not ready, because you need to at least have that. And it can't be sitting around, running around. So I can't get no money, can't get no money. Because what that means is you're not going to be able to close no deals. Because guess what? When you're in office, you got to be and know how to open up your mouth and close a deal. You just do. So that's a requirement of the job. That's like saying, I don't have no arms, but I'm fixing to be a Zachary Kroger. You have to know how to do it. That's it. That's all. I know people don't want to hear that because they like to have big dreams and, you know, but yeah, I got good ideas. Well, your good ideas don't mean nothing if you don't know how to close no deal. You got to know how to close a deal. That's critically important. And if somebody can't find, if somebody's running in their hometown and they can't find 7 people to give them $100, that tells me that there's a problem. That's a major problem, because people are not willing to follow you up the hill. They're not willing to follow you up the hill. So they don't believe in you. Some ain't adding up. You got to be able to get 100 people in the room in your hometown. You got to be able to get 300 people to give you $100. If you're not doing that, then you probably got a little bit more work to do on the ground, and you're not prepared. And that's okay. It's okay to not be prepared. It's okay to run one time and lose, and run another and another and another. It's okay. Don't give up. Continue to do it. But these are the things you have to be able to organize and get people on the ground, and got to be able to know how to put 2 pennies together. Because I don't know what you're talking about, Mr. Max, $32,000 campaign, man. Did you find it online? Is that where you got that online?
No, that was suggested by the gatekeeper there at the governor's office, Governor Beshear. That's what his office told her to go ahead and do. So, yeah, they came out and talked to her personally about it.
No. in real life, that's not how it works for us. We don't get campaign managers, 32,000 campaign managers and a field operator. It's you and your mama, you and your niece, you and your daddy, you and you by yourself. That's the reality for our races. We don't have those type of resources, and we win races every day without those resources.
I appreciate that. Yeah, because like I said, it didn't seem correct from hearing what you were saying. Like I said, for what, the last 2 years I've been listening to you, I was like, this don't seem right. So, okay, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, if you got $32,000 to, I wouldn't pay $32,000 for no state race, but if you got it, yeah. But again, you the candidate at this level is the campaign manager, they're the field operator, they're the candidate, they're all of those things. They're the volunteer, they're all of those things. You're lucky if you got two or three people. You really are. That's why it's so discouraging why people don't do it. And all the trainings I've been to, they tell, oh, y'all, you're going to have this person, that person. That's why my training keeps it real. Hey, it's just going to be you. You ready to do it? You going to do it? You know, because you got to give people, you know, realistic expectations so that it can be attainable, you know? You should be a campaign manager. See how you close it on that? You close the deal, you sent the email, and you said, I'm going to send the email and follow up. You should be a campaign manager. Sound like, why you ain't helping Mr. Max?
Because I'll cuss somebody out.
That's exactly what she needs. You know how many folks I cussed out on the campaign trail? She needs you. That's what she waiting on, you. You done jumped in, you done advocated for her, you done tried to close the deal, you did your best. I shut it down, but you at least did it. You opened up your mouth for your candidate, cussed their ass out. That's the beauty of a campaign. I want you to go Google Tesla Figaro Regina Hill and put spit. My candidate spit in somebody's face, and I had to explain that on the news. That's how it go, baby. That's how it go. So you sound like you probably the best. You done advocated. You done found the training. You done sit up here and tried to close a deal for free. Sound like you the man she need. Sound like to me.
Yeah, I've been getting stuff from you for free.
That's right. So why y'all put a 100 in the chat? Sound like Mr. Max should be managing a campaign. To me, instead of going to ask the white man what you should be doing, sound like what you should be doing it. Because at least you tapped in to get the information. Campaign man, first thing being a campaign man is being resourceful. I do these lives all the time, so I don't mind giving advice, you know, all the time like this. Just not just starting a one-on-one consulting. You know, I just can't do that for everybody. That's just not how it works. But I always bring people up, ask questions about their race, ask questions. Sound like you need to be on managing a campaign and cuss people out. Your job is to cuss folks out. You ain't cuss nobody out, you're not a good campaign manager. Cuss their ass out. That's what your job is, because your candidate can't do it, so you do it. Sound like she needs you, Mr. Max. Or do you want the $32,000, Mr. Max?
No, I don't charge nothing to help my own.
Okay, well then, get busy, Mr. Max. I love to, every time we do it live, I make sure we tag you in so you can come get all the free advice that you want to. I just, when I give the free advice, I like to give it to everybody because, you know, no telling who else needs that one-on-one hit different though. But I don't have no problem, you know, giving you the information in front of everybody else so everybody else, you know, everybody else can get it. So you going to be a campaign manager or what, Mr. Max?
Right now, I'm doing things for our security wise. Mm-hmm. Some of the areas she goes to, it's all white.
So the answer's no?
I go in packing, so.
So the answer's no, Mr. Max?
I'm going to have to really think about it, to tell you the truth.
That's right. So you see what I'm talking about? See, this is what I'm talking about.
Yes, ma'am.
See, when it's time for everybody to start getting busy, well, you know, I got to see. That's what I'm talking about.
No, it's just that I don't want to hurt her calls.
You ain't heard no calls. I just told you ain't heard no calls. You going to believe me or you who ain't ran a campaign? You ain't heard no calls.
Well, that's what I said.
You just don't want to do it, Mr. Max.
I'm listening. No, I'm listening. And I heard. And I said, I got to give it some thought.
Well, we're going to hold your feet to the fire. Report back to us next week. We got time.
Well, okay, sweetheart. Now, I got nothing but love for you. That's cool.
No, Mr. Max, real helper. You don't want to do it because, like you said, you don't want to hurt. And I'm telling you, you the one she needs. Seriously. Like, help her in some type of way. Help her, man. You don't have to get the title, but help her. You're helping her now. You're getting this advice. You're running it back. You're doing this and that. Help her. She ain't got nobody else help her.
Well, I've already made phone calls already for her to get her money and to get donations in the community. I've been doing all that already.
Well, then that's the campaign manager. You just don't like the title? You don't want the title? The title bothers you?
I never thought I'd be political.
Well, you are.
It's like I said, you know, I vote. I'm like you, independent. I vote a split ticket every
but
time.
But still, that's political.
It depends on policy.
But you political. That's political. We all political. We can say we ain't, but we are. politics even do.
See, now you sit up your name calling. I didn't name call you, see.
We're all political. We're in, like, let's not be ashamed to be politically astute. It's okay for us to be politically astute. Everybody is. Politics either do you or you do politics. So it's nothing wrong with being political. You're involved. You're making phone calls. You're organizing. You run around and getting free advice. You're trying to close the deal. You DM. It sounds like you're a campaign manager. If the title bothers you, I get it. But it sounds like you're helping out this lady quite a bit. And I appreciate you for doing that. And please let her know that she got a real one on her team. And just help her disregard what the establishment saying. Get access to that voter action network. Y'all map out the voters you need to talk to. Hit them 3 or 4 times. Make sure you document. Make sure you go back. Make sure you follow up. Don't worry about it if you don't have a brochure in your hand. Get out there. Sell the message. Look people in the eye. Tell them the truth. Tell them why they should choose her. And that's that. And let the chips fall where they may. Don't let money get caught up. Don't think about commercials. Don't think about brochure. Don't think about signs. Signs don't vote. You can have signs all over the place. I done seen candidates with signs everywhere and lost. Means nothing. We couldn't afford. I've had candidates couldn't afford signs many times. Signs don't vote. People do. Well, that's all I got for you, Mr. Max. I will.
I appreciate
no problem,
it.
Everybody.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I want to take Sunny because I see she's requested. Sonny in the building. I hate, Sonny, you missed earlier. You can go back and listen. I explained what I talked about on Fox News when I mentioned all you guys, but I got you up, sis. How you doing?
What is up, my beautiful sister? Like I said, anybody understands why whenever Taz comes on, I hashtag her boss lady. And that exchange significant, you know, it clearly magnifies why that is the case. And I just want to give all my flowers to my sis. What's up, boss lady?
Thank you, girl. I appreciate it. On Fox News today on Barney and Company, I'm so pissed. I hope they upload it because, I mean, I just went in this morning and I asked, you know, why is it that, because you missed the first part of the commentary. But the question was, you know, they're talking about black voters and, you know, how Biden's losing black voters. And I said, you know, why is it that the conservatives only seem to want to focus on, you know, edging out 1 or 2% based on frustrated Democrats? Why is it that conservatives are not taking this serious and investing in the black community like y'all do the Hispanic community with 30 centers in Georgia? Why are you not working with serious black conservatives like Sonny Johnson instead of the clowns that y'all keep uplifting? Oh, girl, I went in. So I said your name. I rambled off everybody else's name. And I'm so pissed, girl, that I didn't record it. Because, you know, Barney is 4 hours. So it didn't record the whole time. And so I'm hoping they upload it because I was really proud of that hit. And then we talked about reparations. And that's where I mentioned, you know, everybody else on that. But I did mention you. And I will make sure I get it in again. I'm always going to uplift you. Like I've told you, me and you been in this for a minute since 2010, way before Twitter. So anytime I'm talking about black conservatives, anytime I'm talking about who they need to be talking about, I'm going to always talk about why y'all not talking to Sonny Johnson, because that's the one.
And that's why I came up here, because I wanted to specifically talk about Fox News, and not necessarily Fox News, but the media in general, right? And when we have to go into those spaces. So, and I know that, like, this is a conversation that only a person like you will understand, but I want to have it in front of everybody else so that they can hear it, right? So that's how I'm coming at you, sis, like that, right? So I went on Jesse Waters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's primetime Fox, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I did them last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. You get it, right? So, but I go on the first day of Black History Month, on what he calls DEI Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and he wants to take shots, and I gotta take his shot. And throw his fucking shots back at him while still making a point that I want to make overall.
Mm-hmm. And let, before you go to that, let me explain something to the people, because they don't understand like what these hits are. Like, guys, we don't get our topic in most cases, maybe right before. Maybe an hour before, or maybe, especially when you're a News of the Day commentator, hey, can I, like with Barney, hey, can you come on tomorrow? Sure. I didn't even know what my topic was until I was literally on the way.
Or, that's why or you have to send them what you are going to say before they book you, right? So this
they don't do that with me at all, because they don't.
But see, that's the dangerous part with me, right? Because for me, it's like, how do I word this shit so they don't bounce me?
Well, that's because when you give them, you tell them what you want them to know. So just so people know.
I can't do that. My soul won't let me.
Okay, but then that's why your hits. Now, when I got with you, when I met you, you was doing Fox News all the time. I do 50 or 60 a year. So it's one thing to be talking about your soul. It's another thing to be talking about strategy. So if somebody's saying, hey, what you going to talk about tomorrow? Oh, yeah. I think Joe Biden does need to sit aside. That doesn't mean, matter of fact, go look at the hit that I did with Charlemagne the other day. Look at what your brother Lawrence, look at what they asked. Look at how he set it up and look at what I answered. It's not about what they asked, it's about what they answer. So even if you send your points, just for clarity, I don't send my talking points ahead of time, rarely, if ever. Especially with Barney, they say, hey, can you come on tomorrow? No problem, because I do Fox News at night a couple times a week. So they'll just put me on as a News of the Day commentator, and whatever they're talking about, whatever they're talking about. So I may get my topic an hour or so before, or if I'm lucky, several hours before. I never give my talking points, and if I do, it's very vague. Oh yeah, Joe Biden need a da 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 da, and that's that. I never write out all my stuff. No, you
me neither.
You'll get it in real life. You'll get it in real time based on what, if I had wrote out what I said today, this would have never happened. So if you're saying, well, my soul won't let me do it, you better put that soul to the side.
Okay, so that's why I said this is just a conversation I want to have in front of people. So the people understand. Mm-hmm. At least, so you got yours straight. I'm still in mental dilemma mode, right? And let's clarify why I'm in mental dilemma mode, right? I'm in mental dilemma mode because I am on the motherfucking right with motherfuckers like Charlie Kirk and Matt Walsh and X, Y, and Z. You get what I'm saying? That's why it's like I'm on a fucking different spectrum because I understand the enemy that's supposed to be my ally, right? So I look at everything and play everything a little bit differently. So in this week where we're going into where I was on Jesse, that week going into it, it was like everything from going on about the Black, the Lift Every Voice and Sing song, Lift Every Voice and Sing being sung at the Super Bowl and all this other bullshit. Or was it Charlie Kirk going after MLK? Like, I don't even remember what the fuck it was because it switched so fast in this motherfucking thing. But that's what the fuck I'm in the face of, right? You literally bring me on DEI Thursday. You literally set that shit up that way. I literally still take all your bullshit, make the points I want to make, and still represent the way that I want to represent, right? So that's cool. No upset with my own shit, right? So now, this week, I see, and this is not a complaint, it's an observation, just so everybody understands. I see Tommy Sotomayor and everything that I work to do gets immediately challenged with one shucking fucking jive from people like this, right? And I can say, oh, well, if I built up X, Y, and Z, that shouldn't matter. Nah, that's not the motherfucking case. I'm realistic enough to know that shit still fucking matters, right? So they have a clown show that goes out and performs and acts like a goddamn performing bunch of baboons. And then you have somebody who, when faced with Jesse is like, oh my God, that's brilliant. I'm sorry that I didn't think about what the fuck you just said to me. And you clearly see the difference between what is being offered in terms of intellect and in terms of performance. And on the right, as far as Black people is concerned, they constantly choose performance over intellect while simultaneously complaining about shit related to DEI, where the intellect is not what is being judged for advancement, right? That is like literally the cesspool of bullshit that I am navigating in and I see myself in. All that being said, that's what makes me so grateful for people like you who don't look at the shit that surrounds, but you look at the person and what they're doing and what they seriously want to bring to everything, to every conversation, to every dialogue, to every discussion, and making sure that those are the people that you uplift. So when you say their name, when you get a platform, not just my name, but everybody else you mention, that's the shit that fucking matters. You know what I'm saying? The people that remember and speak other people's name into the fire, those are the people that are worth, because they're never going to ask. You're never going to ask for flowers. You're never going to ask for appreciation. You're never going to ask for a shout out because you don't need that shit. But we need to give it to you. We need to make sure that especially those of us who understand that your Fox News hit is more than, oh, she just got access to white supremacy. That's not what the fuck it is. It is a whole understanding of what you're walking into. The contacts matter as a whole, and how to be able to pull off exactly what you want to say in an atmosphere that doesn't want you to say shit. And how much of a craft it is to be able to pull that off, you know? And from my position and what I have been through, understanding what you do, I know you're never going to want flowers, expect flowers, accept flowers, but I'm bold enough to say, here, take your motherfucking flowers because you deserve them. So I appreciate when you get access to those circles, you speak my name. The respect in that coming from you is what makes sure I will never lose my integrity, because I would never want to do anything that would jeopardize that level of respect. So I just want to say that to you and tell you that I love you. And every time I get to bless you, I swear to God, I will make sure I put my heart into it.
Girl, I appreciate it. You know, we've been going, we 14 years in the game, you know, with meeting each other. And I would say the same thing with me being on Fox. I'm certainly not in front of my audience. At least some of the people you're talking to may agree with you. So I'm certainly, because my things that I believe in lean to the left. So I would just say to that at the end of the day, even though, you know, because people don't follow me, like my followers will never be, I won't say never, but they're not a representation of how many people hear what I have to say. Because when I go on Fox News 50 times a year, at least, those people aren't following me. You know, they tolerate me for 2 or 3 minutes, but they're not following me. There's not people that rock with me to even know I do Fox, to go in and fight the trolls or to defend me or anything like that. So I'm saying all that to say is I'm never in a space of welcome, be either from the host or from the viewer. So I understand what you're saying, but I'm certainly not at home. I'm absolutely in the lion's den. And just what I've always just been consistent on with, Sonny, is I'm just going to say what needs to be said. You know, just like we're talking about reparations. Somebody said, well, is it ever going to pass? It don't matter if it don't pass this lifetime or not. Bottom line is, did I say it? Did I find myself saying it? And so I don't get concerned about, I just put a clip up there people want to watch in real time. So for me, sometimes they'll give me the topic. If I do give them feedback, it's very little, very few words. But because I do news of the day so often, they normally don't ask for my topic. My point is just, hey, can you join us tomorrow? And if you look at the example I just put in the Jumbotron, they are clearly, in our good brother Lawrence, clearly wanted the conversation to be about what Charlamagne was saying about Joe Biden. But I pointed out that he wasn't just talking about Joe Biden. He also he spent 2 minutes talking about Republicans. He spent another 3 minutes talking about Trump. I did that on purpose to show people that it's not about what you ask. It's about how you answer. And if we're going to tell the story, let's tell the complete story of his whole 9-minute interview. I know what Fox is looking for. They wanted me to just get on the bandwagon about Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden. But no, he was also talking about Trump, Trump, Trump. And it doesn't bother me if people don't like that. Oh, I knew you was a Democrat, like that brother that jumped up. Oh, I didn't know you was a Democrat strategist. I'm not a Democrat strategist, but I done done plenty of damn strategy for Democrats. So if you want to call me that, I'm fine with that too. So at the end of the day, I just say what needs to be said. And getting out of our head as commentators on, you know, I don't want to get bumped. So what? If you get bumped, you just get bumped.
Hey, I said the same.
I'm all right with getting bumped.
I said the same thing as I put out my last clip from CPAC. And I would, you know how your little anniversaries of the shit you done come back up on you. And so this is one of my anniversaries. And so quick, and because I got to go and make my plea for my husband. But, I went to CPAC, or I knew I wasn't invited to CPAC because of that fact of what you just said. I go in there and say what needs to be said, not what you want to hear, but what the fuck I think you need to hear. That is what I'm going to say every single time. And so I knew I would not be invited to CPAC. And so they invited Maj, and Maj was like, well, if you're going to invite me, these are the people I want to bring. And so he called me and he was like, look, they're going to give me the stage. I want you to come. And I told Maj, I was like, look, you know, I am going to say what the fuck I want to say, right? You know I'm not going to hold back. I'm not going to play this fucking game. I am going to be everything you know me to be. If you invite me to this shit, understand what I am going to do. And anybody who looks at that clip will know exactly what I did. I knew what I was doing when I walked in. I knew that I would get canceled. I knew how much shit would be thrown at me. Like, I knew all of that shit, but there's not a single thing I said that I take back or that I don't stand on 100% now to this day. So again, that's what makes it so beautiful, being able to share a space and a set of time with you, is that they try to make us feel like we are alone or that we're single or we're solitary. No, there's a whole bunch of us. It just takes a few of us to challenge you to stand up and to do it and to volunteer. And sorry, I'm not picking Mr. Max, but to actually take the title and to actually activate and have the role and like do all of those things. Like everybody wants to look at us and say, oh, you're strong and you're smart and you're this and you're that. So why don't you do it? No, motherfucker, I'm all of those things to make you do it. Like, that's why I am what I am. It is not for me to do it for you. It's for me to show you it can be done. And once I show you that it can be done, you do it. You have a role. You have to activate. You have to stand up. You have to speak out. You have to get up and do something. Stop expecting Marcel to do it by himself, or Naheem to do it by himself, or Taz to do it by herself, or me to do it by myself. That's not how this shit works. And I don't care if it's one of us, two of us, three of us starting off. By the time we finish, it's going to be more of us. And that's the motherfucking point. So, like I said, everything about your message, I love. I love you. I love how you share your light. I love how you share your message. I love how you share your information. I love how you share your knowledge. I love how you share your passion. At any time that I can be the one and make sure your flowers are presented to you, that's what the fuck I'm going to do. But with that being said, I'm about to go serve my husband before he gets mad.
Well, I know that's right. And shout out to Mr. Max for guys go back and listen to this, because it does take. I love real time examples so people can see how easy and how hard it is. Because if you have somebody that's saying, hey, this is what they need to do, they should be doing this and they should be doing that, and I'm telling you, no, this is the way to do it, and you telling me, no, I just think it should be this, this, and that. And then I say, you know what? You sound like a pretty damn good leader. Why don't you join the campaign? Well, you know, I can't really do it. See, that's the reality, guys, of what it means when you're running for office. And that's the part in my training that I show you. So my job in my training is to make sure people like Mr. Max know they can do it. He's doubting himself. He's saying, well, I don't want to mess it up for her. I don't want to, because we've been told, and you go ahead and go, Sonny, thank you so much for chiming in. We've been told, you're going to mess it up. He ain't really ready. He ain't the one. How you, and I'm sitting up, I'm literally telling you, no, Mr. Max, you just did it. You called in, you got the information, you're advocating for her, you tried to sneak and get some free consulting time, you got the information, you are literally doing what a campaign manager does. So why do you not want to step in that position? Well, I just don't want to do it. So this is why we don't get ahead. We talk ourselves out of doing what we're already doing. Let me say it again. We talk ourselves out of what we're already doing. And Mr. Max want to convince me that I don't know what I'm talking about with 30 races. And I asked him, Mr. Max, how many races you won? You have you ran zero. So we got to know what we do and what we do well and be all right with that. And I'm telling Mr. Max, you can help her. Just you and her alone. You can help her. And he still got to get off the phone and think about it. Not using him as a way to shame him. I'm wanting y'all to see why it is so hard for people to run for office, because even the people sitting next to you that's doing the job still doubt themselves. So y'all got to come together and touch and agree. Just me and you, babe. We're going to rock this thing out. We're going to rock this thing out. Commissioner Hill and I was literally just us. And I ran her campaign from a whole nother state. I would be on the phone with her when she would knock on doors in the middle of the night, tears, crying, whatever, literally on the phone. So I know what can be done. You can't convince me because the receipts tell me otherwise. And that's a real life three-time candidate. Go back and listen to the podcast, y'all. Commissioner Regina Hill and Teslin Figaro. We did that from out of state. So I know what can be done. Y'all can't convince me what can't be done because I've seen it done too many times. I just need Mr. Max to believe. And I'm using him as an example because there's so many people in your family that could help you or friends, but they doubt themselves. So here you are doubting yourself as a candidate. You doubting yourself as a campaign man. Well, shit, we ain't gonna get nowhere. Somebody got to have some confidence. Somebody got to believe. Somebody got to say that, no, I am all the things that God has called me to be. And even if I lose, I'm willing to lose it all. Sonny is an experienced commentator doing news before I was doing news. Okay. And you just heard her say, well, I don't know. I don't want to talk myself out of not getting on. What you mean? If I don't never get on again, I'm all right with saying what need to be said. So we all have our doubts, even as we've done, even for those of us that do this all the time. But there can never be a doubt on who I stand for. It could never be a doubt on knowing that I'm here for the least of these. It could never be a doubt on knowing that I remain Teslin Figaro. Never be a doubt. Because at the end of the day, I'm really going to be the only one to believe. And y'all don't believe in that hype. Well, if you don't believe in you, nobody else will. Damn if don't nobody else believe in you. You believe in you. You believe in you. So that's my word for y'all, guys. We can pick this back up. You can listen to this replay on Straight Shot, No Chaser. Mr. Max, thank you so much. And Marcellus, let me see if Marcellus is in the building, because I know you can DM him. I do want to know, we can use this as another example, because I do want you to, I think Marcellus is, let me see if Marcellus is still in here. Just go back under this thread and give me her actual seat. And then I'm going to post it and show you the win number. So go back in the actual, you know, in this thread, because it'll still be up, and give me her house seat. And I'm going to show you the win number. And I'm going to show you how her driving all over the county and all over here and there and going to meetings and trying to use the money to buy groceries and Uber Eats. Let's stop the bullshit. All she need to do is go in one particular neighborhood and knock on 1,000 doors 3 times. And that's that. And I'm going to show you based on the numbers. So give me the district under this thread and I'm going to show you, because going to this Democrat meeting and that Democrat meeting, that ain't help. That's not going to help her win. That's a waste of time. They're not going to endorse her. They don't matter. Endorsements don't mean shit. Knock on the doors. Bottom line, you cannot escape it. It ain't about getting signs. It ain't about brochure. Go down to Kinko's, print you out 5-cent copies. Go stand out in front of somebody's door, tape it up. Have it crayons if need be. You know how many people are believing you? If you believe in yourself in that way, this girl writing brochures on crayons. Say, I don't have much, but I do got spirit. I do got spirit. That go a long way, particularly what I be. You can't tell me otherwise. Y'all have a good day. This is Teslin Figaro, Straight Shot, No Chaser. Peace.
If you like what you heard on Straight Shot, No Chaser, please subscribe and drop a 5-star review and tell a friend. Straight Shot, No Chaser is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. I'm Teslin Figaro, and I'd like to thank our producer, editor, mixer, Dwayne Crawford, and our executive producer, Charlamagne Tha God. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, guys. You know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at VisitCalifornia.com.